And finally, looking at the lighter side of 3D printing, Cambridge-based company Dovetailed have developed a process to print fruit, including fruits that don't even exist, like the honeyberry. We sent Georgia Mills along to try some with Dovetailed founder Viva Kalnikata and chief inventor Gabriel Villar.
The way it works, it prints individual little liquids and encapsulates it in thin gel membrane. And you can control every single droplet for texture, for flavor, for color. And you can build really intricate and interesting structures with it.
Right. So what sort of things have you been using this for?
So we've been printing very successfully raspberries. But we've been inventing new fruit that don't exist in nature yet. So we've been printing honeyberries, a popular dessert called strawberries and cream. So instead of having strawberries and cream separately, we printed it in a one-shaped berry that has a strip of cream running across.
Is one of you secretly Willy Wonka?
Yeah, pretty much. We wanted to watch it again because Viva remembered this quote from Willy Wonka saying that he's showing off his factory and he says, you know, the blueberries taste like blueberries and the snozzberries taste like snozzberries. And this is the first time that you can actually make a snozzberry.
You made a snozzberry?
We've made some weird ones. I don't think we've made a snozzberry yet. We've made some rum and coconut berries and all sorts of other interesting things.
They sound delicious. So can we get making one?
Yeah. We've put some fruit juice into this machine. And now we're going to select what shape to turn it into. Here we've got some simple pre-programmed shapes. I'm going to choose the little raspberry shape here.
This sort of looks a little bit like an inkjet printer, but it's over this small cup of water, and it's dropping these little drops of red into it, which seem to be sinking and forming a shape very much like a raspberry is starting to appear. How long does each fruit take?
It depends on the size. These little raspberries take something like 5 to 10 minutes. We're being quite careful and slow here. So the fastest we've been able to print these fruits is about a minute.
So if you think to yourself, I know a flavor that's going to be really great, banana and rhubarb maybe, and you say to yourself, I want to try that. So you can just put the juice in one end, build this fruit with both flavors and then eat it. Is that all there is to it?
Yeah, pretty much. There's a little bit of magic that goes into it, of course. What's great is you can use pretty much anything you like, these organic fruit juices or things that aren't juice at all, like honey, cream and yogurts and so forth.
And does it need to be in water?
This cup of water that the droplets fall into is a temporary printing medium. So the printing has to take place in there for this gel membrane to form around each droplet. But at the end of the printing process, we fish the berry out of the solution and it stands up by itself.
Okay, so we're just fishing out the finished product. It looks like a sort of very gooey, half-melted raspberry at the moment.
What's nice is that you can tune the consistency of these things, so you can make the resulting object quite flimsy and almost like a jelly, so that as soon as you pop it in your mouth, it kind of dissolves. Or you can make the droplets fairly strong so that they have a more crunchy texture.
Okie dokie, I'm going to try my first ever 3D printed raspberry. That reminds me a bit of school jelly, actually.
In this case, we're using some artificial flavorings. So I think that's why for a lot of people, it's reminiscent of things like gummy bears and jellies because they use the same flavorings.
We've been looking to work with chefs around Cambridge to help us develop a bit more interesting flavors, but they can be incredibly flavorsome. You can really pack it with interesting flavors.
I was going to ask about applications for this.
We were thinking potentially children, because it makes it really appealing and really looks really kind of nice. And we noticed that children really like to try them. We're also thinking potentially older people, kind of having problems with chewing, athletes potentially, because we can really make it super nutritious. And it's very convenient. We're hoping that students potentially will like it because they could have a healthy lifestyle with the convenience of not having to go to supermarket every kind of 2 days and buy fresh fruit.
This reminds me of the chapter in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory where there's a sweet, I think it might be chewing gum, where they taste it. It tastes like a 3-course meal. Can you get berries to taste of different things? They have layers in.
You're not limited to using sweet things. So you can use a layer of fruit juice and then a layer of potato puree or soup or whatever you like. So that's where the chefs really come into because there's all this freedom.
Does this go beyond the kitchen ever?
Yes, we're looking to apply it in also medicine and maybe even cosmetics. We've been looking to potentially personalize cosmetics and make it more interesting in terms of how it's delivered and how people are actually mixing it and how people are applying it. In medicine, it has application for printing tissue. So yeah, it has wide application beyond kitchen.
Well, for a start, it sounds 3D-licious. That was Georgia Mills talking to Viva Kaunokaita and chief inventor Gabriel Villar at Dovetailed.
Just time to squeeze in a quick tweet from Ed Wilson, who says, "The hackers would break your drug printing machine," referring to Lee Cronin's idea, "at the drop of a hat. Just imagine the profits."
Well, thanks for that idea. And thanks to all our studio guests this week. That's Julia Greer, Michael Molinari and Tim Minchell.
And finally, it's time for our question of the week now with Greer Jackson, who's been tackling the sticky subject of how to keep your glass clean.